Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about an issue that's important, especially in your area and in other rural areas of the state, and that is broadband expansion into rural areas. Talk to us about the press conference that went on this week. What went on? What was discussed?
Well, I had the opportunity to join fellow legislators and members of the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau this week, really in a call to action on legislation aimed at bringing much-needed broadband internet access to rural communities all across the Commonwealth. Access to high-speed internet is not a luxury, it's a necessity, and it's very important for farmers and for business owners, for students and teachers, and doctors and healthcare facilities, and really it's a situation where rural Pennsylvania has been left behind, and I'm encouraged by the coalition that we're building both at the state and federal levels. I'm very optimistic that we will see some real progress on this issue. At the press conference, I detailed legislation that I'm introducing to create the Rural Pennsylvania Broadband Deployment Act. The legislation would establish a new fund within the state treasury into which federal and state funding can be deposited for the use of deployment of rural broadband high-speed internet services. The legislation would also create an advisory board within the Department of Community and Economic Development to not only investigate and make recommendations for improved deployment of these services, but also to solicit, review, and recommend proposals for the use of the funding. I think it's very important that we make sure these funds are used to benefit rural Pennsylvania, and there's language in the legislation that I'm sponsoring that will ensure that the dollars are first dedicated to rural broadband deployment in the areas that are most underserved in the Commonwealth.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is it was a session week in Harrisburg, both for the House and the Senate, that drew a lot of groups out to Harrisburg. Talk to us about, as you mentioned, the Farm Bureau was there. That's one. Talk to us about what happened there.
It was Farm Bureau Day at the Capitol this week on Tuesday, and I had the opportunity to meet with several members of the Potter-Tioga Farm Bureau. It's always a great opportunity to welcome farmers and those in the agriculture industry to the Capitol and really talk about issues that are of importance to farmers and also issues that are important to rural Pennsylvania. A great discussion. Also had the opportunity to address the statewide Farm Bureau at their annual luncheon. Farm Bureau really is a great organization and one of those groups that are out front in advocating for issues of importance to rural Pennsylvania.
And another group that was in town, it was Conservation District Week. I understand that you met with this group and got to give out a citation.
Well, it was also Conservation District Week in Pennsylvania, and I had the opportunity to present a citation recognizing the Pennsylvania Association of Conservation Districts and recognizing the week of April 15th through the 21st as Conservation District Week in Pennsylvania. We had a number of local folks come down to the Capitol. We had a great discussion. It was certainly great to welcome them to the Capitol.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is an issue that is really important across the state in making sure that the people who are in Pennsylvania are trained for the jobs that will be taking place in Pennsylvania. That's career and technical education. Talk to us about the press conference that happened earlier this week and the legislation moving through the legislative process.
Well, there was a press conference this week to announce a bipartisan package of legislation seeking to improve career and technical education opportunities in the Commonwealth and really to enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculum. And the nine-bill package was developed following recommendations made by a House Select Committee, Subcommittee on Technical Education and Career Readiness. And I think that the proposal is one that makes sense. It's one that can help a great deal, and hopefully will be considered in the House very soon.
And finally, Representative, I understand that you're holding a firearms rights and safety seminar coming up. Talk to us about when this is and how you can make sure you have your spot.
Well, I'm looking forward to hosting another firearms safety and rights seminar. This event's going to be held in Shingle House on Thursday, April 26th, starting at 6 p.m., It'll be held at the Shingle House Volunteer Fire Department. You can register in advance by going to my website at repcauser.com or by contacting my office in Cowdersport at 274-9769.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.